Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing at the moment. Thank you for great things you will do. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you have blessed us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for destroying the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you for frustrating and destroying the weapons of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you, Lord, for enforcing your will to prevail in our lives and situations. Thank you for making yourself known to us in so many ways. Thank you, Lord, for correcting us in those areas we did wrong. Thank you for guiding our steps. Thank you for directing our paths. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the grace you have given to us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for transforming us, for changing us into the kind of person you want us to be in character, in attitude, in all areas of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the great promises you have said, you have spoken, and have written concerning our lives and callings and destinies. Thank you because you will bring all these promises to pass. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing among us in this ministry. Thank you for defending us. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for destroying the works of the devil that have been going on in our lives. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Father. We thank you for showing us the light. Thank you for showing us your ways so that we can walk in them and prosper and succeed and rise to fulfill destiny. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you because in this ministry you have established your great power that saves souls. You have established your great strength and authority that saves our souls. You are training us, you are equipping us to become warriors that fight and win in battles. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because in this ministry you are grooming us, you are preparing us, you are raising up an army that will become solutions to the world problems. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because your faithfulness is sure in our lives, and we shall testify of your faithfulness and goodness and mercies. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come together before you to to seek you again tonight, to call upon your name in faith, to worship you, to pray in the Spirit. I ask, O God, that you help everyone who is here to pray and prevail in this prayer session. Help everyone to remain focused and not distracted in this prayer session. Help everyone to be full of faith as we pray. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do great things. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. Yeah, before we continue, I want to repeat again, though I always say this. I always say these often. Yeah, but the Lord is telling me to repeat it again. And what is it I want to repeat? I have said it several times that women among us, sisters among us, should cover their heads in prayer. I've said it several times that sisters among us, women among us, ladies among us should have their heads covered in prayer. Yeah, so every time we are in this prayer session, you have to get a piece of cloth to cover your head. If you are a sister or a female, yeah, it's very important. That is what the scripture said. Yeah, so if you have not done that, do it now. Yeah, so we're going to take some worship songs, and after that, we will go into prayer points. Yeah, let's sing the song. Emmanuel, I want to see you, I want to hear from you, Emmanuel, I want to see you, I want to hear from you, I want to hear from you, Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to see you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Emmanuel, Ancient of Days. Emmanuel, we want to see. We want to hear from you. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. 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 Oh Lord. How powerful, how powerful is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful, how powerful is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful is your name. Jesus, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord, Savior, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord. Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, Son of God. You are so good, Almighty God, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name, your dominion is forevermore. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Lord Jesus, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Jesus, Lamb of God, what is your name? Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Savior. Savior, he came of the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Yes, Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He's so mighty. He's mighty to save forever. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are He. Changing every life. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. You are He. You are He. Touching every life. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. Sing it, you are He.
You are He, changing every life. We worship you, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you.
You are changing every life.
You are He. Changing our lives, we worship you, Jesus, we worship you, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. With the whole of your heart, worship Jesus. praise Him, adore Him, glorify Him, honor Him, celebrate Him, give Him praise, give Him worship, begin to glorify Him, begin to glorify Him, begin to glorify Him, begin to glorify Him. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we praise You. King of glory, King of Israel, Lord of hosts, Ancient of Days, Mighty Savior, Mighty Healer, Mighty Deliverer, the Rock of Israel, the I Am That I Am, the One who was and is to come, the God of the Eternal Covenant, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel, and God of our Lord Jesus Christ. We worship You, Ancient of Days, Miracle Worker, Way Maker. Jesus, we worship You. Begin to praise Him. We worship You, Father. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly exalted, far above kingdoms, far above thrones, far above powers, far above principalities, far above the highest heights. You are highly lifted up. There is none like You, Father. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. Thank You, Lord. We worship Your majesty. You are the Lord, and beside You there is no other. You are the Lord, above You there is no other. You are the Lord, and You reign forever. No one can take Your place. No one can be like You. You are the Most High God. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Lord. It is You who speaks and it comes to pass. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praise. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for Your presence in my life. Thank You for Your presence in my situation. You're going to say, Father, thank You for Your presence is enough for me. Say, Father, thank You for Your presence in my life. Thank You for Your presence in my situation. Thank You for Your presence is enough for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank God like that. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for Your presence is enough. Thank You, Jesus, for Your presence in my life. Thank You, Jesus, for Your presence in my situation. Thank You, Jesus. Because You are here, You are in my life, You are in my days, You are in my situations, You are in my environment, You are in my marriage, You are in my calling, You are in my destiny, You are in my ministry, You are in my past, You were in my past, You are in my future. Thank You, Jesus, for You are here in my life. And that is enough. Thank You for Your presence in my life. Thank You for Your presence in my life. For by Your presence, I have peace. By Your presence, I have comfort. By Your presence, there is power. By Your presence, there is deliverance. By Your presence, there are miracles. By Your presence, there are breakthroughs in my life. Thank You for Your presence. By Your presence, there is protection. By Your presence, there is victory. There is dominion. There is greatness. There is glory because of Your presence.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Even in this meeting, thank you for your presence. On this conference call, thank you for your presence. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him praise and thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray some prayer points. And after that, we'll go into the scripture in Psalm 36. And we'll pray some prayer points from that scripture also. I want you to begin to pray like this. You're going to pray prophetically. Yeah. You're going to pray a prayer of declaration. Yeah. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I speak forth the manifestation of the promises of the Lord for my life, calling, and destiny. Say, in the name of Jesus, I speak forth, I declare, I decree, I pronounce the manifestation, the fulfillment of the promises of the Lord for my life, calling, and destiny, now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I decree the manifestation of the promises of the Lord for my life, calling, and destiny. I decree the manifestation of the promises of the Lord for my life, calling, and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I decree the manifestation of the promises of the Lord, of the blessings of the Lord, for my life, career, calling, ministry, and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I speak forth the fulfillment of all that the Lord has said concerning my life. I speak forth the manifestation of all that the Lord has revealed concerning my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray, declaring what you want for your life. Now, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I walk into my breakthroughs. I walk into my success. I walk into the realm of abundance. I walk into the realm of surplus. I walk into the realm of greatness. I walk into the realm of victory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mashanda kakasa sila lejetea. Tendende kijana. Begin to say, I walk into the realm of success. I walk into the realm of favor. I walk into the realm of grace, into the realm of strength, into the realm of dominion, into the realm of victory. I walk into the realm of miracles, into the realm of possibilities. I walk into the realm of abundance of resources, abundance of riches, abundance of wealth, abundance of treasures. I walk into the realm of wisdom, into the realm of divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding. Begin to pray like that. Say, I walk into the realm of fruitfulness. Say, I walk into the realms of prosperity. I walk into the realm of spiritual understanding, into the realm of spiritual discernment. I walk into the realm of divine revelations. I walk into the realm of prophetic visions, prophetic dreams. I walk into the realm of divine encounters. Begin to pray like that. I walk into the realm of deliverance, into the realm of divine transformation. In the name of Jesus, I walk into the realm of success. I walk into the realm of manifestations of God's blessings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Begin to continue to decree, continue to declare. Say, I walk into the realm of surplus, into the realm of abundance of provisions, abundance of resources, abundance of life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is showing me your chains breaking. Yeah. The Lord is showing me your chains of slavery, your chains of captivity, your chains of limitation breaking in pieces. The chains that have limited you, I have seen them breaking. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I connect with the power of God. Let chains of slavery binding my life break in pieces. Raise up your right hand. Say, I connect with the power of God. Let chains of slavery, chains of limitation, chains of darkness binding my life break in pieces. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lashanda katara, hear this soa. Ishada deka kado diyalada. In the name of Jesus, shedeka kiyandi tashada. I break them in pieces by the power of God. Chains of slavery break in pieces by the power of God. Chains of limitations binding my life. Break now. Break now. Break now. Break now. Break now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, I connect with the power of God. Let every chain of darkness binding my life, binding my calling, binding my ministry, binding my career, binding my finances, binding my destiny, binding my womb, break in pieces, break now. Gosh, thank you, Lord. I decree by your authority in the name of Jesus, your chains are broken now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray with faith. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I speak to you mountains of limitations standing before me. I speak to you mountains of hardship, suffering, standing before me. I speak to you mountains of impossibilities, of difficulties, standing before me. Move away in the name of Jesus. Sink in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I speak to you mountains of failures, mountains of hindrances, mountains of limitations, mountains of difficulties, mountains of impossibilities. Move away from my path. Move away from my life. Sing now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, pray like you are seeing those mountains. That's how to pray with faith. Pray like you are seeing it sinking. Pray like you are seeing it sinking. Begin to pray like that. Say, I speak to you mountains of problems, mountains of sickness and diseases, mountains of limitations, mountains of stagnation, mountains of delay. I command you to get out of my life in the name of Jesus. I command you to sink into the grave. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come out of every cage the enemy has held me captive for years. I come out now by fire of the Holy Ghost. I come out. I come out in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come out of every cage the enemy has held me bound for years. Every cage of limitation, every cage of stagnation, every cage of misfortunes, every cage of failure, every cage of pain, sorrow, every cage of hardship, I come out by fire of the Holy Ghost. I come out by fire of God in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Pray like you are seeing yourself coming out. Pray like you are seeing yourself coming out. Say, I come out. 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 In the name of Jesus, I come out by the fire of God. I come out by the fire of God. La jada kia tasabada. La stende te tenagavida. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, I come out of every cage of darkness. that has held my life bound for years. I come out now. I come out now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I expose the battles of darkness fighting my life to the battles of heaven. You're going to say, I expose the battles of darkness fighting my life to the battle of heaven, to the angelic hosts of heaven. Let them be destroyed. Let them be terminated. Let them be terminated. Let the angelic hosts of heaven terminate the battles of darkness fighting my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, let the angelic hosts of heaven, let the warriors of heaven terminate battles of darkness fighting my life, calling and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Lashidegetanagara, Hinda Kashadara, Lenda Basuja, Nitoba Drijala. In the name of Jesus, let the angelic hosts of heaven, the host of the Most High God, the warrior host of the Most High God, descend upon the battles of darkness fighting my life and destiny and waste them all. In the name of Jesus, let the warrior hosts of the Most High God descend upon the battles of darkness, fighting my peace, fighting my joy, fighting my progress, fighting my success, fighting my fruitfulness, fighting my prosperity, fighting my fulfillment in life and destiny. Let the warrior hosts of heaven destroy them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray? The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Yeah. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, so that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and win and prevail. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, make me complete in all your armor. Or you can say, fortify me with all your armor. Fortify me with all your weapons, that I may be victorious in the battles of life. Say, Father, fortify me, equip me with your full armor, that I may be victorious in the battles of life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Jada katiza na diala. Hishted ehasashida wala. O God of Israel, fortify me, equip me with your full hammer. Equip me with your full hammer. Equip my soul. Equip my spirit. Equip my body with your full hammer, so that I can be victorious over the enemy, so that I can be victorious over the darkness of this age, so that I can be victorious over the works of the devil, so that I can be victorious over every attack of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Fortify me with your full hammer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is a way out of that situation you found yourself. There is a way out. Yeah, stop listening to the voice that is telling you that it is finished or that you are finished. There is a way out. Raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, create a way out of every situation that is making my life difficult. Every situation that is making my progress difficult, making my success difficult, making achieving great things difficult. Say, Father, by your mighty hand, create a way out and take me out. Create a way out and give me breakthrough. Create a way out in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your mighty hand, create a way out. Create a way out. Create a way out for me in the midst of situations that is making life difficult for me. Lord, create a way out for me in the midst of situations that is attacking my peace, disturbing my peace, disturbing my joy. Lord, create a way out for me. Thank you, Lord. Create a way out for me and give me a breakthrough. Give me a breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, create a way out for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to pray with authority. You're going to say, I command a sudden reversal of every wicked operation the enemy is doing in my life, or the enemy has done in my life. I command a sudden reversal, a quick reversal. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jade kase sida dita, hende shada gadia lagara, nesho sanda tashende balania. Right now, I command a quick reversal. Pray with authority. Pray like he's reversing as you're speaking. Say, I command a quick reversal of every operation of darkness going on in my life, every wicked operation the enemy is doing in my life, every wicked operation the enemy has done in my life, I command a quick reversal, a sudden reversal now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pray with authority. Say, I command a quick reversal. Say, I command a sudden reversal of every evil work the enemy is doing in my life. I command a quick reversal of every evil work the enemy has done in my life. Now, in Jesus' name, I decree over your life that which has been perfected by the enemy, that evil work, evil mission that has been perfected by the enemy in your life, and that is being done now, that is currently being done, I command that they are reversed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness attacking my faith and trust in God. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness attacking my faith and trust in God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Shedende kesa, hiledi tashine de glia, kasoba shonde de kujela. Now, in the name of Jesus, I come against every power of darkness attacking my faith and trust in God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Now. Now. Thank you, Lord. Now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Nesh has his head, Shilia. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Every power of darkness attacking my faith and trust in God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the garment of shame the enemy has worn on me be changed into garments of honor. You're going to say, Father, let the garment of shame the enemy has worn on me transform into garment of honor. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the garment of shame the enemy has worn on me change into garment of honor. Lashi and Isa. Let that in the name of Jesus. Let the garment of shame the enemy has worn on me change now into garment of honor. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, let it change now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your belly. On your abdomen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand there and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the grace of God in me arise and be physically expressed. Yeah. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let every grace of God in me arise into physical expression. Arise into physical expression. Arise into physical expression. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. #HaTendebriya. So let the grace of God in me. Thank you, Lord. Let the grace of God in me arise and begin to physically manifest. And begin to manifest physically. And begin to prevail physically. And begin to prosper physically. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the grace of God in me arise into physical expression. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the grace of God in me. Thank you, Lord. Let the grace of God in me arise and begin to to physically express itself in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God in my spirit, the grace of God in my soul, the grace of God in my body, the grace of God in my life begin to physically express themselves in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my mind from every web of darkness controlling it. Place your right hand on your head. Say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my mind from every web of darkness controlling it. Now, in the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. La hashiendi kisa, neto jende hatashilia, dihasuviendi kajerna. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my brain from every web of darkness controlling it. I disconnect my brain. I disconnect my emotions, my feelings from every web of darkness manipulating it. Now, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my head. I disconnect my brain. I disconnect my mind from every web of darkness controlling it. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Hashid Kedania, Nishua Sede Baptija, Hendi Sujen Dekana Dejilia. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, I disconnect my mind from such web now, in the name of Jesus. I decree over your life that every web of darkness that has captured your mind and are manipulating your mind, controlling your mind, influencing your mind negatively, let fire fall from heaven and consume them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, every satanic web, witchcraft web that is seated on your mind to control it, to manipulate it, to pollute it, let fire fall and consume them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release upon me anointing to excel beyond limits. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release upon me anointing to succeed and excel beyond limits in my field of career and calling. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Now, in the name of Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, release anointing upon me, anointing to excel and succeed beyond limit, anointing to excel and succeed beyond limit in my field of career and profession and business and occupation and calling and ministry and spiritual gifts. Lord Jesus, release upon me anointing to excel beyond limits, to prosper beyond limits, to succeed beyond limits. Now, in the name of Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, Jehani Sadi Tiyala. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, Lord Jesus, release upon me anointing to excel and succeed beyond limits in my field of career and calling and destiny and business. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Now, the Lord is showing me some things are going to forcefully come out of you. Certain things inside of you that is not of God, yeah, they are going to forcefully come out of you, like they will be placed under pressure. You know, when something is being pressured to come out, like forceful, like coming out forcefully. Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. The things God has not placed in you, deposits of darkness, seeds of darkness. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. I'm going to say, power of the Holy Ghost, arise from within me. You're going to say, power of the Holy Ghost, arise from within me. Push out everything God has not planted in me. Push out everything God has not planted in me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. She has seen me. Thank you, Lord. Power of the Holy Ghost, arise from within me. push out everything Jesus has not planted in me, everything God has not created in me. Push them out. Push them out. Push them out. Power of the Holy Ghost. 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 Nishani kasta sada tijala. Hita shade suarajdada. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Push them out. Push them out. In the name of Jesus, everything God has not planted in my spirit, everything God has not planted in my soul, everything God has not planted in my blood, in my bones, in my tissues, in the cells of my body, power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Push them out. Nishi hasesara. Hende shona tadilagala. Nitashen deshasanagalagala. Push them out. Now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your head again. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. Pray like this. I don't want to mention what I'm saying, but just pray like this. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, every demonic initiation that has happened to my soul, happened to my spirit, happened to my blood, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You're going to say, every initiation of darkness that has happened to my soul, spirit, and body, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jahasa shida degelea. Be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic initiation that has happened to my soul, happened to my spirit, happened to my body. Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed. Be destroyed now. Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, what does it mean? to be initiated, to be initiated is to be claimed, to be claimed into something, or maybe I should put it this way, to be placed under something and then you have been held there by covenant. Yeah, so it could be to be placed under a cause. Yeah, and then a covenant is keeping you under that cause. To be initiated also means to be placed under the control of certain spirits, to be placed under the influence and control of certain powers, certain kingdoms of darkness. And then there is a covenant that is holding you there. Yeah, so anything can be initiated. Yeah, anything can be initiated by darkness. Yeah, so, and they can use many things to initiate people. They can use food to initiate people. The moment you eat that food, your spirit, soul, and body is being claimed by a kingdom of darkness. Yeah, and they now have access to do whatsoever they want with your spirit, soul, and body. They can even be using your spirit to do evil missions unknown to you, that they are using your spirit to do wicked things in the spirit, in the spiritual world, and you are not aware. So that is how deep a demonic initiation can be. Yeah, so you're going to pray that prayer again. Yeah, so I saw that some of you have been exposed to objects of initiation, elements of initiation. So in as much as you are close to those objects, or there are things you even heat, or things you wear on your body, or places you go, or friends you mingle with, in as much as you are close to those objects, you will forever remain under that covenant of initiation. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like that. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every pain in my life that is giving the enemy legal ground to influence and control my life, let them be removed now. Let them be cut off now. Let them be cut off from my life. Whatsoever is my life that is giving the enemy legal ground to influence my life, to control my life, let them be destroyed. Let them be cut off now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Let them be cut off right now. In the name of Jesus, 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 thank you, Lord. Every object of initiation around me, every element of initiation to darkness, every object of initiation to darkness around my life, in my environment, let them be exposed and cut off from my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, every object of initiation, element of initiation in my life, in my environment, very close to me, Lord, let them be cut off now. In the name of Jesus, let them be permanently separated from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every presence of darkness on my dwelling place, every presence of darkness on the building I am living, on the house I am living, that is controlling the affairs of my life negatively. Let fire fall and destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. And the Hashila Lehandisa, Lish to Hagi Hadibala, Hetesh Hanasasila, right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall upon every presence of darkness that has taken possession of my dwelling place to control and manipulate the affairs of my life for evil. Let fire fall and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Let fire fall and consume them all. Thank you, Jesus. Let fire fall and destroy them all. Let fire fall and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Yeah, it's possible that there are some beings that are living together with you in your house, and you don't even know. It's possible that there are some invisible creatures living in your house together with you, and you don't know. Yeah, and I'm not talking about God's angels. I'm talking about invisible creatures from the dark kingdom. They are living together with you in the house and you don't know. Yeah, and they ensure that nothing good happens to you every day. They ensure that nothing good happens to you on a daily basis. So you're going to pray like this. You're going to stretch down your right hand. Yeah. Such that the palm of your hand is facing the ground. You're going to stretch down your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God fall upon every invisible creature of darkness dwelling together with me in this building. Let the anger of God fall upon them and waste them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mishi ha ha sa sa. Heshte nadi ka ka shilelea. Gimandi so hashte na ta. Kashana ka dehadjela. Let the hunger of God fall upon them and waste them all. Every invisible creature of darkness taking possession of the environment I live, taking dwelling of the same place I am living. Let the hunger of God waste them now. Let the hunger of God waste them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the hunger of God with them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Yeah. We're going to pray. Three more prayer points, then I'll pick some more prayer points from Psalm 36. Yeah, they're going to pray like this. You're going to see by the strength of the Lord, I ascend to the height the Lord has prepared for me. You're going to say, by the strength of the Lord, I ascend to the height the Lord has prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, by the strength of the Lord, by the strength of the Lord, by the strength of the Lord, I ascend into the heights the Lord has prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, I ascend into the heights, spiritual heights, physical heights, the Lord has prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, I ascend into them. In the name of Jesus, heights concerning spiritual maturity, heights concerning success and greatness, I ascend into them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You need to pray like this. You need to say, I come against every power of darkness attacking me through the waters. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness attacking me through the waters. Let them die. Let them die. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Let them die. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness attacking me through the waters, let them die. Let them die. Let them die. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I decree every power of darkness attacking you through the waters. Let them die now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every seed of darkness in my blood. Yeah. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every seed of darkness planted in my blood. Let them be destroyed now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, you might not understand. Just pray. It's not all the prayer points you understand. Just as when you pray in tongues, you don't understand what you are saying. Yeah, sometimes you might not understand what the prayer point is really talking about, because it has mysteries in it. Yeah, begin to pray. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every seed of darkness in my blood. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Every seed of darkness inside my blood be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Every seed of darkness inside my blood, die by the blood of Jesus. Die by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every seed of darkness, die. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
You're going to open your Bibles to Psalm 36. Yeah, Psalm 36. We are still in verse 9. Psalm 36, verse 9. And I've been reading from New Living Translation. Now it says, "For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see." For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Yeah, during the last prayer session, I told you how the Holy Spirit is very instrumental to giving you enough of this fountain of life, causing you to drink enough from this fountain of life. How the Holy Spirit is very instrumental in saturating you with this life. Yeah. Because He is the Spirit of life. Yeah. So you're going to pray like this. The Bible says that you should not be drunk. You should not be drunk with wine, but that you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says you should be filled. You should be full of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, meaning that you should not be full of the flesh. You should be full of the Holy Spirit. So the question is, how many of you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Yeah. How many of you are always desiring to be filled with the Holy Spirit? You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, let everything I am filled with, that is not allowing the Holy Spirit to fill me, let everything I have been filled with, everything I am filled with, that is not allowing the Holy Spirit to fill me, let them die. Let them die." Begin to pray like that. Say, "Everything I am so filled with." Some people, they are so filled with all kinds of junks, pollutions, so filled with lust, so filled with pride, yeah, ego. Begin to say, "Everything I am filled with that is not allowing the Holy Spirit to fill me up, Father, let them die. Destroy them. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Everything I have filled my mind with that is not allowing the Spirit of God to fill me up, let them die in the name of Jesus. Let them be emptied by fire. Everything I have filled myself with, everything the enemy has filled me with that is not allowing the Spirit of God to fill me, let fire of the Holy Ghost empty them out of my life. In the name of Jesus,
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Whenever we talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit, some people think we are talking about speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, but it's not the same. Though it's connected, but it's not the same. Before people's, before the early Christians began to speak in tongues, people have always been filled by the Holy Spirit. So a lot of things happen when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, not just speaking in tongues. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you prophesy. Prophesying is part of it. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you overcome. Victory is part of it. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you get revelations from God. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you hear the voice of God. So there's a lot that happens when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. A lot. And sometimes, sometimes I see people speaking in tongues and they are not even filled with the Holy Spirit. Because whatever they are speaking is not coming from the Holy Spirit. It's coming from their heads. So being filled with the Holy Spirit is so powerful that I always want to be filled. I always want to remain filled. Because it's so sweet and it's so powerful to always be filled with the Holy Spirit. So you're going to pray again. If we're going to see the whole world transformed, then we must have men and women that are filled with the Holy Spirit. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, I want to carry the fullness of your Spirit. Fill me to the fullness. Fill me till there is no more space to fill again. Fill me to the fullness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jeti ha senegra tatana. Mijaha tegria. Ladanashtana. Say, Father, I want to be filled with the fullness of your Spirit. Fill me till there is no space left in me. Fill me till overflowing. Fill me till overflowing. Thank you, Lord. If you pray this prayer with the whole of your heart, it's going to happen. It's happening already. Say, Father, I want to be filled with the fullness of your Spirit. Fill me now, thank you, Lord. Fill me now. Fill me till overflowing. Fill me till overflowing, thank you, Lord. Fill me with the fullness of you. Fill me with the fullness of your Spirit. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fill me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. The fullness of the Spirit is how will I put it now? It's not a one-time experience. Being filled with the Spirit is not a one-time experience. It is something you must experience every day. Maybe every day is too much, is too long. Every hour or every minute. Because there is so much to be done in the head. There is so much war to fight and win. There is so much victory, so much victories we must attain. There is so much that God is expecting from you, to do for Him. So the fullness of the Spirit is something that you must continue to experience. It must continue. You know, just as you drive your car, and then after the car has done some you know, after the car has gone through some miles, have traveled through some miles, you go to the fuel station or the filling station to get the car filled with fuel again. That is how it is to be filled with the Spirit. So it's a kind of a recycling thing, or maybe I should call it cycling thing, not use the word recycling. It's a cycling thing that you get filled, you use it, you get filled again. You get filled, you use it, you get filled again. That is how being filled with the Spirit is. So don't believe those that, you know, people that are teaching that it's just a one-time experience. No, it's a daily experience. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, open up the portals of heaven over my life. Say, Father, open up the portals of heaven over my life to be filled and refilled with your Spirit every day, to be filled and refilled with your Spirit every day. I'll begin to pray like that. Nishas Henda Tijala. Thank you, Lord. Father, open up the portals of heaven over my life. Open up the portals of heaven over my spirit, soul, and body to be filled and refilled with your Spirit on daily basis, on hourly basis, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shini kaso shinda tatalala. Thank you, Lord. Open up the portals of heaven over me. Open up the portals of heaven upon me. Thank you, Lord. Open up the portals of heaven over my spirit, soul, and body, so that I remain filled always by your Spirit. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as I said, that you have to be using it. Yeah, just as you put fuel into the car, you use the car, then you put another. Yeah, so that is how being filled with the Holy Spirit operates. Now, the reason why some believers have not experienced powerful and dramatic demonstration of the Holy Ghost in their lives and ministries, it is because they are so useless to heaven. Yeah, what God gave them yesterday, the fuel, the feeling of the Spirit, the experience yesterday, they did not use it. Yeah, so a new one did not come. Yeah, they did not use the one they have once received, and these are the people that are saying, I want God to use me for mighty miracles. I want God to use me to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. Yeah, but the one God has, the little things God has committed into their hands, they are not faithful in doing it. Yeah, they have not used the one that has been given to them already. Yeah, so more will not be given if you have not used the one that has been given. Yeah, so you are going to pray. So to really enjoy the fullness of God, the fullness of the Spirit of God, you must be useful to heaven. You must be useful to heaven. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of laziness. Every spirit of laziness that is making me to profit heaven with nothing. I hope that English is correct. Yeah, they're going to say, every spirit of laziness making me to profit heaven with nothing, come out of my life now in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. The grace God gave you yesterday, have you used it? Yeah. Say, I cast out every spirit of laziness that is causing me to be unfruitful to heaven, causing me not to yield profit to heaven. I cast out that spirit, every spirit of procrastination, spirit of sluggishness, spirit of timidity, spirit of laziness. I cast you out of my life now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every spirit that is making me to yield no profit to heaven, I cast you out of my life forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Now, another thing that is not allowing many Christians to be filled with the Spirit of God is prayerlessness. Is prayerlessness. Now, look, let me describe something to you. You see, the spirits of darkness, I'm talking about principalities, powers, demons, their aim is to take full possession and control. Yeah, because they know that they cannot fully manifest themselves through you if they don't take full possession and control of you. Yeah, demons and all the spirits of darkness, what they want to do is they want to do evil, and then they want to do it through you. Yeah, so they want evil to happen in the head. They want wickedness to multiply in the head. They want sins, all kinds of sins, to be committed and to be practiced in the head. So all they are doing is they are taking full possession and control of people to make people do those things. Yeah. Now, the same thing applies to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God also is looking forward to take full possession and control of Christians, in such that goodness will multiply in the head, righteousness will multiply in the head, holiness will multiply in the head, victories will multiply in the head, signs and wonders, miracles will multiply in the head. Yeah, and the lists are endless. Yeah, so if you are not a prayerful Christian, you will not pray yourself into the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So if there's a place in Ezekiel that was describing how a man was being baptized in the river. Yeah, at the point the river was at the ankle, at the level of the man's ankle. At the point the river rises to the level of the knee of that man. The man was in the river. And at the point the river rise in the river rose to the level of the waist of the man. And then at the point the river cover up the man such that any direction the river flows, it flows the man into that direction. So it's more of the man lost control, and the only direction the man goes is the direction of that river. Now that is a symbol of the fullness of the Spirit. Yeah, so you are not yet filled until you have lost control. Yeah, until all of you has been taken over by the Holy Spirit. I mean, all of you has been taken over by the Holy Spirit, and it is in the place of prayer that you attain that level of fullness. So you have to pray yourself to that point, to that fullness point. Yeah, you have to pray yourself to the point whereby you are lost in the Spirit. Maybe that's another way to describe it. Like you have lost control So everything that happens is no longer you, is now the Spirit. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the Spirit and fire to pray myself into the fullness of the Spirit. Yeah, there's no best way I can mention the prayer point. Yeah, but just pray it like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the Spirit. I receive the anointing and fire to always pray myself into the fullness of the Spirit. To pray until I enter into the fullness of the Spirit, into the full point. The fullness point of the Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jana kia sala tijanana. Kede hede shalagalana. Nashes hasandishana. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive the anointing and fire. Thank you, Lord. Say, I receive anointing and fire to pray myself into the fullness of the Spirit, to pray until I attain the fullness of the river of the Spirit, until I am fully deep into the river of the Spirit, until I am completely deep into the river of the Spirit. I receive anointing and fire to pray to this point, to always pray to this point. Jana di sadigla. Thank you, Lord. Say, I receive the anointing and fire to always pray to the point of the fullness of the Spirit, where I am totally lost into the Spirit, where I am completely deep in the Spirit. I receive grace to always pray to this point. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, now the last prayer point before we round up the session. You're going to pray like this. Now, another thing that is not allowing Christians to carry and function in the fullness of the Spirit is that Christians are not busy denying themselves. The Christians of this generation want to be full of themselves and of the Spirit at the same time. And it can't work that way. It can't. It can't. Because in Galatians chapter 5, the Bible says that the Spirit and the flesh don't agree. They are enemies. So they are always attacking each other. They have not at any point agreed. So to be full of the flesh is to be empty of the Spirit. And to be full of the Spirit is to be empty of the flesh. Yeah, that is it. So Christians want to be full of the flesh and the Spirit at the same time. And it can't happen. It has never happened. Never. Yeah. So the more we get busy denying our flesh, the more we'll be hoping to be filled with the Spirit. Yeah. It's so simple, but difficult to some Christians because they don't love God. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a new heart that always deny the works and manifestations of the flesh. See, Father, create in me a new heart, a new spirit, a new nature that always deny the works and manifestation of the flesh, so that I may carry the fullness of your Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nishede kasana le bashuande kujiria. The Bible says, if you by the Spirit mortify the deeds of the flesh, that you will live. Talk to God. Say, Lord, create in me a new heart. A new heart that always deny, that always mortify, that always kill the manifestations of the flesh, the expressions of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. Now, when we talk about the flesh, we're talking about your human nature, your sinful nature, your human feelings, emotions, yeah, that cannot be found in God. Yeah, that's what we mean by the flesh. Talk to God. Say, Lord, create in me a new heart that hates the flesh, that has zero tolerance for the flesh. Create in me such a heart that I may carry the fullness of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. And I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of heaven and the earth, we worship your majesty. We praise you, King of glory, for you are the Lord, and there is none like you. You rule over all. You control all things. You dominate all things. You have prevailed over all things. You have prevailed in all things. O God of Israel, we worship you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Our Father, I stand as your servant, and I'm asking that you reach out your hand and touch everyone who has gathered together with me here in the place of prayer. Lord, by your mercy, locate everyone and deliver them in Jesus' name. I pray that your life shall find favor in the sight of God. Your life and your present situations shall find mercy in the sight of God. The hand of God shall visit you. The hand of God shall liberate you from every slavery, from every oppression, from every darkness, from every demonic control Now, in the name of Jesus, every attack of the enemy on your health, I arrest them and I destroy them. In the name of Jesus, every control of darkness and witchcraft on your life, calling, ministry, career, marriage, destiny, finances, I decree that they are destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you lay your hands upon from today shall prosper. Every weapon formed against you from the realms of darkness shall now begin to fail. The weapons the enemy are using against you shall turn against them and waste them all in the name of Jesus. The Lord of hosts shall defend you. The power of God shall save you. The power of God shall rescue you from shame. The power of God shall rescue you from poverty and hardship and lack. In the name of Jesus, you shall not die. You shall not die. You shall live to fulfill your days in the earth. In Jesus' name, every curse of Satan, of evil men and women, every curse of agents of Satan, every curse of darkness upon your life and destiny is now destroyed in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord shall be seen in your life. The glory of the Lord shall be seen in your marriage. The glory of the Lord shall be seen in your career and calling and ministry in the name of Jesus. I call forth to manifestation every gift the Lord has placed in you. Now, those gifts shall manifest with great power in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. Victory is yours. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Congratulations. Amen.